Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
It's Monday.
Can you turn up my headphones or something? There you go.
So getting all adjusted
again. Okay, now we're getting adjusted. When we have all these shows over the weekend, things get readjusted. Good morning. It's Carl on the bot. It's 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. If there's any shows you want to hear, you just go to our archives and click on KCNR1460. You click on that show you want to hear on our local programming, and you can hear the shows that have been archived for the last 8 months for the most case. Hey, good morning. It's Monday. It's the 16th of August, and I would like to welcome Bad Bob.
And good morning. Spent the weekend in the Bay Area. Had a great time.
You saw Wicked.
I was absolutely unaware of the existence of that play until a couple of months ago.
And?
Loved it.
Well, that explains that rainbow-hued Hawaiian shirt you're wearing there that says kiss me. Kiss me.
But can you believe?
Kiss me, I'm Coast Guard.
Oh, man. Start off your Monday with a wham.
I didn't mean that, Bob. It's okay.
Excellent production.
Yeah. Oof, the lights.
At the Orpheum.
Yep. I got to see it last year with my best girlfriend.
Speaking of my best girlfriend, here she is.
Oh, I like being your best girlfriend. Hey, today it's going to be a hot one. Just want to remind you, 106 today is what we're heading for. It's currently 64 degrees. And we want to share a little bit with what happened with us over the weekend. It was all really good. We decided, you know, once we had KCNR came into our lives, and it's like hatching a baby.
A very large baby.
Giving birth. We've been...
A huge baby.
Yeah. That even on the best laid plans, sometimes you can't follow through because of, things that happen with the baby. So, anyway, we decided this weekend that we were going to do things that we haven't done in a long time, like go to church. That was really great. Like walk the river trail. We have not been on the river trail in months, and the river trail has been
reconditioned,
updated, improved. We went to the one that's by the Diesel Horse Bridge on this side of Placer, and they moved the benches and they've cleared things away, and it was just beautiful. So we walked a couple miles there. That was great. And then we went to the movies.
Okay, now, there was many that we could have seen this weekend. We could have seen the Eat, Pray, Love or something like
which
that.
Which I want to read the book and then we'll go see this. But this was...
We could have seen any number of movies, but we decided on one that had a message for us. And one that, you know, we believe, you know, is a philosophical movie that we could sit there and immerse ourselves in.
Bruce Willis, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jason Statham, Jet Li, Mickey Rourke, Randy Couture, and Steve Austin.
And?
The Sylvester Stallone's The Expendables.
Yep, that's
so,
us.
First of all, it was number one at the box office. It got one star. Did we care? We said, we don't care if it's one star. We're going to go see the guys. We're going to go see the bodies, let me tell you.
Those other movies that we just talked about, it killed them. It was $35 million on the first
day. Eat, Pray, Love was second in line. But, I mean, so looking around the audience, young males, maybe a couple girls, I was one of them, and a couple kids. But looking around, I said, God, and guys went together. You know, they'd say, guys don't go to movies together. They came together, and they sat together. And they laughed together, and it was the biggest shoot 'em up, bang 'em up. I loved it. But anyway, I've always liked those kind of films anyway. That's probably why I get along really well with Carl. Let's go shoot. Okay.
The Expendables. it had unlike some other movies. I mean, it had a plot that you could follow. The acting was, of course, well, expendable. They had you had Mickey Rourke, who was waxing philosophically about losing his soul while he was putting a tattoo on a girl's rear end.
Oh, he didn't. There were no tattoos on women, only tattoos on men that he was actually doing.
Okay.
But that's okay. That was your fantasy. So anyway, what I want to say about Stallone here is that this is a Dolph Lundgren puts in that, you know, five things every man should know. That he said Stallone has been in more action movies than almost anybody else except Clint Eastwood. And he said something about, you know, the way he directs is like, use your charm for the scene. You don't have to act. Leave that to De Niro. So Stallone, let's see what else he said. The script came out of the blue and everybody said yes. He also, you know, with let's see. The script came out of the main actors. Everyone was game. Stallone has a unique directing style. In other words, just be yourself. And the list goes on. So you might check that out today in USA. Today it's Dolph Lundgren, who still, they all look great. They were all in such good shape.
Well, I tell you what, on our star system of 1 to 10, 1 being the very worst film you could possibly imagine and probably stars Sean Penn, to number 10 that has everybody in it, like this movie, this has to be an 8. On our violence and just expendable violence meter
and great there. Guns.
Yeah,
in both ways.
Okay. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We have a number of guests today. We're going to come back and start talking solar power and how you get it into your house. We're going to have the mayor of Anderson on. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready and I go.
Hi, this is Donnie Greenberg, publisher and editor of anewscafe.com, the North State's favorite online news magazine. If you've ever read my columns, you know I like to speak my mind. And now I'm inviting you to tell me what's on your mind. Join me every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon, right here on Radio KCNR AM, 1460 on your radio dial. Do radios even have dials anymore? Tell me what you think about everything, right here every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon on KCNR.
Hi, this is Carl with the Around the House radio show. Did you hear that Around the House has moved? That's right. You can now listen to us every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We still have all the great guests and information we've always had with a few additions. Each week, we will not only discuss home improvement tips and advice, but also have some local sports and garage talk for you as well. So be sure to tune in to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 for Around the House radio, where the advice is always free.
Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that you really want to know?
Or need to know?
Wondering when an REO is?
Or a short sale?
Is it a good time to sell or is it a good time to buy?
What's happening in the lending market and how does it affect you as a seller?
Or as a buyer?
Get the answers to your questions by calling 248-5602 or listen every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to the Kurt Largent Real Estate Radio Show.
Right here on KCNR 1460.
Fixed mortgage rates have dropped to 4.375%, 4.56% APR. Go to LendingTree.com today where refinance customers save an average of $260 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-555-8733.
My name is Jamali Rashears. With my local United Way, I help promote academic achievement and give kids a reason to stay in school. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Good morning! You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's currently 64 degrees, going to be high today of 106. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. And, of course, I was going through, you know, I'm on the net. By the way, the chat room is open. So if you feel like chatting with us and sharing some info with us, let
or
us know.
Send an email to Linda at KCNR1460.com. To tell everybody again that when they were doing the fundraiser for the chapel up at Igo, or the Warriors Memorial at Igo, Thursday their goal was $25,000, and they reached that goal and went over it, in fact, on Thursday in one day. So, again, thank you, North State. Thanks again to Senator Johannesson for putting the money up to build this. And if you go out there and do yourself a favor, go out there and take a look. It's on its way. It's framed. You know, they're putting everything up right now. So, again, congratulate yourself, North State, for everything you've done to help that. You know, as you know, we have our business business segment. We try to do this two or three times a week. And this one we start today is with Dennis Patterson of West Coast Sustainables.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're wonderful.
Doing great.
West Coast Sustainables. Share with us West Coast Sustainables. What does that represent?
Just rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yes, Sustainables.
What we do is mostly sustainable power, which would be solar power, wind power, hydropower. We take it just a little bit further in sustainable food storage. If you're looking for maybe society turning a little bit sideways, then we can help you out in long-term storage, how to deal with your own vegetables and seeds for your own vegetable gardens. We look toward small solar systems. If you just want to run a radio, a television, and a couple of lights, if the grid goes down for some reason, we can get you set up with a very small system for under $1,000 that'll get you through those emergency situations. The bulk of what we do, of course, is solar power, which is grid-tied, either to Redding Electric Utility or to PG&E, or your PG&E bill. When you open it up, you fall on the floor, you need smelling salts to get back up.
Well, yeah. You need heart resuscitation.
You might be a client for us. We look at that and decide whether, or help you decide whether it's a good choice, solar power in general. And by doing that, we see if you're a candidate by your location, the type of house you have, what your bill is, explain to you what solar really is. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. And there's a lot of guys that aren't solar experts that are trying to sell solar. You got heating and air conditioning guys and electricians. They may be great at what they do. Well, solar is a little more complicated than just plugging panels together and hoping it works. And I've done it for about 8 years here in the county. I lived off-grid for the first 3 years. PG&E wanted $150,000 to bring power into my home. So we went off-grid, batteries, generator, inverters, and ran our whole home, well, and everything off of that. So we not only do we come to you and tell you what might work best for you and give you the options, but we know it because we live it.
Yeah, you walked the talk.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, we also have well pumping systems. I raised cattle on my ranch also, and I drilled a new well, put a solar pump in. So we run 3,000 gallons a day out of the ground just with four solar panels. That waters all my horses, all my cows, so I have no PG&E bill for that. We have three grid-tied systems onto my house, which I use for testing a lot. It offsets our PG&E bill. 5 years ago, my PG&E bill was running about $800 a month in the middle of summer because we pumped so much water. June's bill was $16. Now, that makes a lot more sense because my wife says, I hate utility bills. Just give me something that doesn't cost me a lot. So that's not something we recommend for everyone because the return on investment is way too long. But with the cost of solar being half of what it was about 4 or 5 years ago, and the warranties longer and longer and the tax credits up tremendously, we can get a 4.5-year return on your money. You can't do that anywhere else. I don't care how you invest it. You can't get that kind of money back.
That's for a full solar system. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's for a grid-tied system with as your PG&E customer.
Okay, how about for the REU customer?
You know, it's way out there. Unfortunately, Redding Electric Utility, unfortunately for us, I should say, they're cheap, reliable power. And if you start talking about doing a solar system, even though their rebate is enormous, It just doesn't pay back because it's so cheap.
So okay, that's a very interesting, honest comment you just made. That you know, Dennis, was that it wouldn't pay then to put a whole system in with if you have REU.
If you're looking at your system as merely a return on investment, No. It's just stretched out to 20 years. It's not. If you want to be the first green guy on your block to have one,
It's a great idea.
Give me a call.
Well, can you do something like throw in like one solar panel or something like that that would offset the cost a little bit? Or is that even something to think about? One or two panels.
Yes. They have some new inverters called microinverters now that you have one small inverter for every panel you install. That way you can start off with one or two panels and keep the cost, that initial cost, to a bare minimum. And then add to it at any time. They're not as reliable as the big inverters where you would put a $10,000 system on your house and the inverter would take all of that, change it over. That's a much more efficient system. But, yes, if you want to start off small and easy, we can give you that option also.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, you have hybrid systems. You know, you're talking about not only just pumps in the ground, but if you are off the grid. Off the grid. And we have friends that do that, that are off the grid and live that way, and the things they do. So this is our guest is Dennis Patterson from West Coast Sustainables. We'll be back right after these messages.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Right now, if you replace and recycle your worn-out, inefficient appliance, you'll receive cash. It's Cash for Clunkers appliance style. Replace your washer, dishwasher, refrigerator, or freezer with select model Energy Star appliances from Whirlpool, Amana, or Maytag and get a California state rebate. Rebates could total hundreds of dollars, but time is limited. As your local brand source store with Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, free delivery, and free haul away of your old appliances, your net cost for a new appliance is less than the cost of your overuse of energy for the coming year. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliance purchase during Cash for Appliances at your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and Walnut Street, Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
You've seen it on TV, now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items and new products coming in every week. Tired of paying high electric bills to keep your house cool? The As Seen on TV store has portable air conditioners you can move from room to room. Thousands were sold last year for $199.95, but for a limited time, they're just $149.95. Keep your cool and cut your power bill as seen on TV. Take it home today. 10% discount for seniors and all military. The As Seen on TV store in the Shasta Center on Cherry Creek Road, right behind Dairy Queen.
We get questions. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The caller said, my insurance company wants to write the estimate and give me a check for the dent in my car. How can I be sure it's enough? What if you find more damage? Well, the first thing you need to do is bring the car and the estimate to Coachmaster. We will compare the damage to the estimate and be sure it is adequate. If we find it is not, we will contact the insurance company for you, explain the difference, and obtain a supplement. Today's cars are very complicated, and it is not unusual to discover additional damage after the car is torn down. It is most important to select a shop that is aware of your insurance company's policies, so you don't have to pay extra out of your own pocket, or worse, get an incomplete repair. At Coachmaster, we coordinate a complete expert repair with the insurance company's obligation to you. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Good morning. 66 degrees. Ow! You might be saying ow when you put your toe on that asphalt a little bit later because it's going to be 106. But we're walking on sunshine today. It's going to be gorgeous.
And we're walking on sunshine because our guest is Dennis Patterson from West Coast Sustainables, and we're talking solar energy and other things. You've got hybrid systems. You've got ones you can tie into the regular system. You've got standalone systems. You've got pumps, water pumps. And then we were talking about on the break, you've got, you know, the system that if something happened to, say, a major earthquake, a major disaster hits up here, much more so than just the economy, you've got a way of keeping people on with electricity. And it's for a short period of time. Is it an easy way to do it? Or tell us about that, Tim.
Well, if you're looking just to keep communication lines open, your computer, your radio, be able to call people, and everything else is down, keep the lights on, you can do a fairly small system that will operate, unless the sun stops shining for a week or two, it'll work and keep that all alive pretty simply for under $1,000 using small batteries out of the way. It can even be something where you store it in the garage, and when something happens, you pull it out, put the panel out in the sun, and you're up and running. It's as simple as that.
Well, that's interesting. Do you do boats?
No, we don't do any marine.
I'll see boats when I was sailing a lot, that I would see solar panels on boats, and they would use that as a way of running all their electricity, all their electrical gadgets.
Well, what you have to understand is the solar panel doesn't power the gadgets. The
right.
solar panel just charges the battery. The battery being charged takes the inverter, takes that 12 volts or 24 volts, turns it into 120 volts for whatever you're going to use it for. If we're talking about a hybrid system where you've got a large battery bank because you want to run your whole house, or at least most of the home, when the grid goes down, whether the grid goes down for 5 minutes at a time or it's going to be down for days, we can do that. It takes a larger solar system that can be grid-tied, offsetting your PG&E bill, and then when the grid goes down, it automatically switches over to the batteries. You don't even know that the grid went down. It switches so quickly that it doesn't even make a blip on your computer screen or your TV. It'll run everything you want, but it's high maintenance. Batteries are tough to deal with, and there's a lot of training involved. But we do those, and we'll be happy to explain it to you.
Okay, and we were laughing because we just pulled up our website because we're running that, and we could hear Dennis talking at the same time.
Yeah. Well,
this is why we tell people to turn down the radios.
I'm going on the chat room, so I want to, I have to go through Firefox because the other one isn't working. So forgive me.
Okay, Dennis. First of all, how do people get a hold of you?
Dennis@westcoastsustainables.com. Or my phone number, my cell phone, I answer about 12 hours a day, is 524-9652. I do answer that on the weekends because we have clients, probably 150 systems that we've installed in the Northern California area, that if something goes haywire or they're just concerned about something or forgot what to do, they call us and we deal with it right over the phone or jump in the truck and head down there and help them out.
Okay. Now, how many do you see more interest in your business now that, the big green thing has started?
Well, yes. Yes, absolutely. And the cost has dropped dramatically from what it was, 4 or 5 years ago. And it becomes more affordable for folks that just don't have a bucket of money.
Yeah, that's what Paul Hooser from REU was saying. We were talking about what a big impact this green law that the state of California passed is going to have on our electrical bills. They are going to go up, my friends. I mean, there is no way around it. There are some other questions about how big the balance of the budget should be for REU and all this. But the way that under this new bill, it's got to go up. The price has got to go up because we've got to go into renewables. So you're already putting in a renewable source that is going to be saving money here in the short and the long run. You said for PG&E.
Well, it's going to happen to all of the utilities. Even REU is going to have to raise some of their prices once AB 32 becomes fully effective. It's going to impact all of us. PG&E particularly, they're one of the most highest priced utilities in the state already. When you run into that Tier 5 at the last couple of days of each month and you're paying 50 cents a kilowatt hour when REU is down around 10 cents a kilowatt hour, you can offset that huge per kilowatt hour each month and get an incredible return on investment. But it's only going to go up because they're going to limit the amount of power that comes into the state when they say no longer can we use electricity that's been developed by coal-fired plants. And that's what we're buying a lot of and importing currently.
When are you going to give your next lecture?
I don't do lectures, particularly unless I'm invited to, like, the tea parties, that kind of thing. I'm more than happy to, if somebody calls me, I'll come out to your house and look and see if you're a good candidate, explain it all to you. If you like it, great. If you don't, you learn more.
Fascinating. We just have just a few minutes left. Where are we going? What is today? Today is the 16th of August. And what do you think, what's going to happen in the next, between now and next year, as far as electricity and our future?
Well, absolutely, solar is going to become more important because they're knocking out all the dams along the Klamath and so forth. They're increasing power coming into the state. Utility costs are only going to go up. Solar is only going to look better all the time.
Good. Hey, our guest is Dennis Patterson from West Coast Sustainables. One more time, what's your website is West Coast Sustainables, right?
Right. WestCoastSustainables.com.
Thanks a lot. Hey,
Thanks for being here, Dennis.
Carl and Abbott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news, this is expected to be the week that General Motors again becomes a publicly traded company. GM likely to issue an IPO, which means they'll take the first small steps to repaying the billions of dollars they owe U.S. taxpayers. Another IPO expected this fall from Hulu, the popular online TV and movie provider. Lowe's did some home improvement on its bottom line last quarter, the home improvement chain posting a 10% profit increase. Would you eat shrimp from the Gulf of Mexico? Shrimping season begins today. Officials say the shrimp is safe to eat, but some people worry about contamination from oil and dispersants used to clean up the Gulf spill. China has now jumped past Japan as the second largest economy. Some analysts predict China will pass the United States in about 20 years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
The healthcare industry is the fastest growing employment sector in the U.S. Every day, qualified healthcare professionals are finding their ideal career match. Now, you can be one of them. Introducing the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com for healthcare employers and healthcare professionals. With thousands of job opportunities nationwide, visit the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com. ReachMD, reaching and teaching healthcare professionals.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In today's economy, business owners share two common goals: to do things better and do them cheaper. In their overwhelming need to do more for less, their solution, cheaper, is the lowest price. Discovering after the fact, cheaper comes at the expense of quality and results. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom, works with trusted local printers to ensure you the lowest possible price and maintain the highest quality to get you results. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to get you results affordably. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial just off Hilltop or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
The Anselmo Vineyards Winery is our favorite destination. When we want to get away with friends or have a date night, we take a short drive to Anselmo Vineyards. If you're looking for a fabulous wine tasting experience, a five-star menu, and beautiful scenery, then Anselmo's will be your favorite destination.
Yeah, that's right, Linda. And Anselmo's is now serving lunch on their patio and in their air-conditioned dining rooms. Take a few minutes, beat the heat, and savor a phenomenal lunch prepared by Chef John Stadelli.
For reservations, call 474-5546. Oh, and don't forget the Anselmo Summer Music Series. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a fountain.
Elvis Presley fans from around the world flocked to Graceland on Sunday for the annual late night procession past the King of Rock and Roll's grave. Presley died at his Graceland mansion August 16th in 1977. Where were you? I remember. The procession is the highlight of a week-long series of fan club meetings, film showings, and Elvis impersonator contests. Elvis purchased the 13-acre Graceland property in 1957 for a song, just a bit more than $100,000. Dozens of multicolored but empty chairs line the walls of Graceland on Sunday afternoon, their early arriving owners seeking refuge from 100-degree temperatures at water stations. I was in Graceland in 1995.
You were.
What was it like?
Well, I was on my trek back to Nashville, Tennessee, not realizing it was Elvis week. And my girlfriend and I were driving back. I had my truck with my stuff in the back, and of course I was on my trek for my music career. And we had no reservations. We thought, okay, we're going to do, coming from California, we're going to go see Graceland. So we're driving in. We're seeing Elvis impersonators everywhere. I mean, it was just so surreal. Elvis impersonators everywhere. We stop and eat at, you know, one of the, I don't know if it's not the Waffle House, but one of those, you know, meat and three, they call them in the South area, in the southern states. And I said, what's going on? They said, well, it's Elvis week. And that was the first day of the Elvis week, and we got the last room at the Days Inn right next to Graceland. It was like a miracle. So then we went to Graceland. We got there first thing in the morning, the first tour. And I have to tell you, I mean, for those of you that I've had this conversation with in the past, it was really an interesting experience for me because when I started Las Vegas, the year I began in Las Vegas was 1978. I was 19. So Elvis was really just right before me. And I remember going to the Hilton and seeing, you know, the statue of Elvis and liking Elvis Presley. But it was after he passed away that I really got to know Elvis. And so my experience in Graceland was putting those, you know, the headphones on where they narrate, you know, through the headphones, the museum, and underneath the house is this wonderful celebration of his life. And I realized then that the king of rock and roll, he really was the king of rock and roll throughout the nations, throughout the world. Downstairs with the memorabilia of his costumes and his jewelry, and there was, in every language you could possibly think of, there was a plaque dedicated to the king of rock and roll. And it truly was Elvis Presley. So you're asking me, I know you lived in Tennessee for a while.
Lived in Nashville.
And so
lived right on Music Row.
You and I have 10 years between us. What did he mean to you?
Well, honey, the fact that you're 10 years older than me is not something we usually share with people like this. Elvis, Hunka Burnin' Love. Elvis Presley was, you know, the biggest impact that Elvis Presley that I can think of is how he changed one generation and brought him into with another generation. Even my father, you know, who was a conservative type of guy, said to me one day, just out of the blue, he says, you know, Elvis Presley's really got a good voice. And it was that type of thing, is that, but see, Elvis, when I was growing up, he was big in the 50s, early 60s, and then he got into these movies where he was just thrown into movie after movie after movie and became a caricature of himself. It was only after he came back and started doing the concerts again that the true Elvis Presley really came back out. And he did some beautiful concerts, you know, the ones in from Hawaii, and he did a few others. And of course, during this time frame, you were watching him, he gained all this weight, and a lot of it was drugs. Then he lost the weight, and then he that day he died. It was just like boom.
He was 42 years old.
Well, he used to worry about it. His mom died when she was 42. He had this real thing about his mother, but she died when she was 42, and he died, you know, so young. And again, it had to do, and I hate to say this, but it had to do with drugs, as you know, as did Michael Jackson, as did Janis Joplin, as did so many of our great musicians.
Well, let's go back and talk about some of the great things he accomplished. 107 hits on the top of music charts. 107. His first hit was Heartbreak Hotel in 1956, and his last, one of two RCA hits released after his death, was Guitar Man in 1981. He has 28 gold records, 12 number one songs, and 38 top 10 hits.
A huge, huge artist. He was.
Let's go to the phones.
Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning back to you two. I dislike the Expendables immensely, but it passed an hour and a half, and I got to eat some good popcorn with real butter. So, that ain't bad.
So you were there,
yeah,
too, huh? Coach Bob, was that you?
Yeah,
you're the one down in front yelling, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was not.
That was you. You were going, shoot him again. Shoot him again. Shoot him again.
Can you really blow a person in half that fast? I mean, the movie, that's how a movie started off with. Just the half of the body just went bang right off. Anyway, so what? You have something to say about Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah. You asked the question, where were you? Well, I know where I was vividly. I was on my back underneath a Ford 250 pickup, with my right arm in a cast all the way up to my shoulder because I'd broken a bone in my wrist playing softball, and I was trying to replace a starter with one hand in the Denny's parking lot on Hilltop.
Isn't that funny? No, I mean, seriously, Bob, when you hear riveting news, 42 years old, somebody in their prime, even though he's gone up and down and gone up and down, he had come back, and you loved Elvis, even though he was, you know, you cared about Elvis. You followed him through his
part of our lives for a long time.
Exactly, and so all of a sudden, you get this news that Elvis is dead, and I can remember I was in a thrifty store in Hollywood. And I saw the headlines on the paper on the.
Yeah.
I don't know, on the checkout stand, Elvis dead. And
sure.
Just remember being in shock. Like, wow.
Well, you know how I found out about it? I had the battery undone on the truck, so I wasn't listening to the radio, but I'd called a friend of mine to come and help me because I needed an extra set of hands up above the truck while I was underneath it. And when he got there, he told me, hey, did you hear that Elvis died? I just heard it on the radio, and that was how I heard.
Wow.
And he was a big Elvis fan, so he was kind of walking around in a daze because that really stunned him big time. But just as a quick aside, Elvis still makes about $75 million a year.
Yeah, you know, he's worth more now than he was.
And
he's worth more now than he was when he was alive and playing.
And he's in a better tax bracket, I'm sure.
He probably is. Hey, Coach Bob,
thank you so much.
We've got to take a break here.
When we come back, we've got somebody on the phone. We're taking your calls. You know, where were you? What happened to you? I think it's kind of a neat time. It's part of the fabric of being an American, and Elvis and his story of how he came up, and the fact that we're celebrating his life, and also a lot of other stuff here on Free Fire Radio. This is Carla Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We'll see you after these messages.
Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the best looking of them all?
It ain't you, honey.
What? Why?
Have you seen your teeth lately? They're chipped and crooked, and maybe you should just think about laying off the coffee, unless brown teeth are in these days.
You're right. Can't you do something?
I'm just a mirror, honey. You need a dentist.
Dr. William Farrell offers friendly, comfortable dentistry. For the smile of your dreams, call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 today. For your convenience, Saturday and evening appointments are available. On the web at palisadrodentistry.com. PalaCedroDentistry.com. That website is PalaCedroDentistry.com.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Now who's the best-looking guy of them all?
Wow, honey. You must have called Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757.
That's Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757. 547-5757. On the web at PalaCedroDentistry.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:45 in the morning, August 16th. It's going to be a scorcher today.
106 degrees, but it's currently 66.
Yeah, so it's good. And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley, the owner of B&T, has been in the business since 1985, taking a quick timeout when he was with the 82nd Airborne, jumping out of perfectly good aircraft. Doug is a great guy. It's Monday, so he is going to the first 20 people to bring in an old remote. That's one that your dog's gotten hold of. It's been flushed down the toilet. Something. He's going to give you a brand new one. That's right. And B&T Satellites off Airport Road, just down from the Burrito Bandito, or call them at 244-1988. Home systems, surround systems, home theater systems, and, of course, Dish TV. That's what he does. He's a local man, and he serves our community. You know, some things that happen, I just have to wonder about. The fact is that, and tomorrow we'll probably discuss this. We have a little more time tomorrow about the mosque in New York. You know, the president came out and said they have the right to build a mosque in New York next to the World Trade Center spot where 3,000 people lost their lives. And the president says, in our country, they have a right to build the mosque there. And he's, you know what, my friends? He's absolutely right. They have the right because that's the kind of country we are. But is it right to do it? Is there a moral right? Is there a higher right than just the right to build a mosque? Well, when the president said this, he said this, of course, when he in the middle of Ramadan. And the word went out. This also seemed to offend a lot of people, a lot of New Yorkers. Mark Beecham wrote a blog about it and had 8,432 comments. Many of them written, of course, by the same people that think Mark should be brought outside, tarred and feathered, and then hung for what he said, even though that they were saying, wait a minute. They have the right to build the mosque. Mark has every right in the world to say how he feels about it. Hello? And here's the thing. You know, I was there also at Ground Zero within a month of it happening quickly. I was there doing some work. And the impact on the people of New York is just unbelievable. If you remember back to 9/11 and what it meant to the people of the United States and how we've seemed to have gotten away from that, this attack. Now, does this mean every Muslim in the world should be held responsible for this? No, of course not. Of course not. On the other hand, what about the sensibilities of people that lost so much in that city, that lost their mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters? What about that? There are literally 100 mosques in New York, and there's other places to build mosque. Is it better to put that mosque someplace else? If nothing else, my Islamic friends, would it be in the best interest of you and what you are portraying in your religion to move that mosque back 3 or 4 blocks? What is the reason for having to put it right there? What is the reason for putting it right on the edge of where the World Trade Center was destroyed and so many people were killed? Is there a reason for this? Is it just to say we can do it? Is it just to say that, as some people have said, and I'm not saying this, but as some people have said, this is in triumph of their great victory, as they have done before, where they built mosques over places where great Islamic victories were had? Do they have the right to build a mosque? Yes, of course they do. Do you have a right to build a $100 million church in Saudi Arabia? I don't think so. How about other Islamic countries? How about Islamic countries where you see Afghan couples stoned to death for adultery?
We have an interesting comment from the chat room.
As long as it doesn't call me names.
No, I think one of the chatters said, I think they the reason is they own the property.
And that's a good thing.
And
they do
then,
own the property.
Who sold them the property? Let me see if I get the advice. Property to build the thing anyway.
Well, the thing is, again, the point is this is a very, very visceral subject to the people of the United States. And here's a $100 million mosque. First of all, who's paying for it? I don't think it's Muslims from New York that are paying for it. So who's paying for it? And that really doesn't make any difference. But here's the question is, do they own the property? Yeah. Now, here's the bigger question is, will the unions work on it? When they build it, who's going to build it for them? And if the unions don't build them, does this mean they bring in workers to construct it?
Another comment. In this country, these rights come with the property.
That's absolutely right. And I'm not arguing that one either. Here's what I'm saying is, this is a chance for if the people that are building this to take a look and to say, you know, we are a caring religion. We do understand what you're going through, and to back it off a few blocks. Trade the property. I think Governor Patterson offered them a trade for property. And that's not good enough, it seems like. And again, Obama said, rightfully so, that they have a right to build it there. And it's only later when the crescendo of rage just poured out of the United States, out of everybody, they said, I don't think they should put it there, but it's okay to put it there. You know, again, conflicting signals from Obama and the White House. We've got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale, going on now, opens Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call. 524-9652 or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hey, Harvey, what's all the commotion going on up there?
It's the city working on the wastewater treatment plant.
They're always working on improving our waterways, making sure we have fresh water, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Without sewer lines and treatment plants, our river would be full of all kinds of nasty stuff.
This morning, I read in the Daily Stream that the city is using low-interest loans from the state and money from City of Reading ratepayers to keep our rivers clean. And don't forget, they're also creating jobs.
That's true. Gotta go. I'm about to lose a fin from all this commotion.
What the fish are trying to say is, in order to keep our streams and rivers clean, it takes a lot of manpower and resources. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In case you know, 1460, it is 7:55 in the morning. Carl on the bot, 605-4567. The chat room is exploding with mosque here, well, a mosque there, here a mosque, there a mosque, everywhere a mosque, mosque. They're growing everywhere, my friends, by the way.
By the way, what? That's a thorn in people's, in right here in America's
well,
face.
It is. Well, here's the thing is this, is there are a number of mosques that are being built throughout the United States.
Indeed.
There have been. And like places like Murfreesboro, Tennessee, even though 80% of the people in Murfreesboro said, we don't want a mosque here. Oh, under the First Amendment.
Personally,
you can put them anywhere you
personally,
want.
Personally, I think that there should be a memorial for the people who died,
yeah,
not for the people who bombed. And I'm not saying that the, you know, all Muslims are bad. We don't even go there. I'm not even going there. But why should there be any form of a any form of religious church or worship or mosque or whatever you want to call it in that location? Why can't it just go back to having beautiful buildings erected and maybe a plaque? But this whole building down in the heart of where, you know, thousands of people were killed, I just don't.
About,
I think it's a real sore spot
about
for Americans.
Million, how about that $100 million being donated by the Islamic countries to help build, rebuild the area down there at the World Trade Center at Ground Zero? Okay, just a thought. You know what? This is not going to go away, my friends, because more and more mosques are being built throughout the United States. Is this a threat? This is something we'll spend a lot more time on. But is it a threat? We've had people on here before that shows that jihadist training is being conducted right here in the United States. We had a guest on that talked about that. We have a DVD that shows that, how these things are being done in some areas. And again, please do not count everybody as an enemy here because they are Muslim. That is not true. Again, that is not true. However, there's a lot of things going on in the U.S. that it makes you wonder why certain things happen. Now, our guest in the next segment is going to be the mayor of Anderson, Norma Comnett, and she brought the city manager with her, too. But over this week, we're going to be talking to another city council candidate, Suzanne Spears. She'll be here tomorrow. We'll have others going on this week. We will also be talking tomorrow in one of our segments about, yes, that's true, marijuana has risen again. It's going to be discussed at the city council. And one of the things, though, that I wanted to close out this segment with is a gentleman by the name of Bill Watkins wrote a really good article. And he talks about how California cool. You know, when you think about California, I mean, it's cool. It's legendary. But as the Huey Lewis song says, sometimes bad is bad, and California's economy is bad, 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 bad. And it's not that it's just bad. It's not getting any bigger. It's not getting any better. And unfortunately, many of the lawmakers, including the governor, are counting on renewable energy and green industry to provide California with an economic rebirth. We know that's not going to happen. You get people in here. We know that the renewables are going to cost us money. We know it's going to run our prices higher. Head of REU came in here, Paul Hooser, and talked about it. He said, you know, there's no way it can be better because renewable energy like solar and wind is not 24 hours a day. It is a supply that is erratic. It costs a lot of money to bring it in. And how we could be counting on this is scary. But not only that, it's we have businesses leaving the state. Long Beach, Boeing, 800 people left from engineering jobs. Those are not working at your fast food place. Northrop Grumman has already started taking people up back. It's shrinking its people by 300 workers. It's just more and more and more. Our unemployment rate is 30% higher than the rest of the country, and that cannot be explained just by demographics. There's a lot more we can talk about that. There are good parts, but I mean, we've got to take a look in California about how we can change. Okay, we're going to take a break here for the news, and when we come back, our guest will be the mayor of Anderson, and we'll be talking to Norma and her city manager and talking about how Anderson does such a great job. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He kept his job when we changed presidents.
With a profound sense of personal responsibility to and for our men and women in uniform.
Now Defense Secretary Robert Gates is plotting his exit strategy. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Secretary Gates has spent a lot of time plotting exit strategies, first for Iraq, then Afghanistan, and now for himself. The Pentagon is confirming quotes in the magazine Foreign Policy, in which Gates says he's looking at leaving the job next year. In the interview, he says by next year, the Afghanistan surge will be wrapping up and a review of the situation there complete. He also says it would be a mistake to wait until 2012 because it would be hard to find someone good to take the job so close to the presidential election. Dave?
Mike, the president heads to Wisconsin now. Start a 5-state, 3-day campaign swing for Democrats as he keeps taking heat for weighing in on the Ground Zero mosque controversy in New York City.
Why get into it? Why say that he supports freedom of religion when everyone does? The Muslim community has the right to build a mosque. The whole question is whether they should or not.
Republican Congressman Peter King, the president didn't say if he supported this mosque's building. Amid all the worry about oil, they're out shrimping in the Gulf, though some fishermen are worried. As the new season starts today, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, the big fear among fishermen is not being able to sell whatever they catch.
You catch shrimp that fast as through the Earl. You got a boatload of shrimp, you got 60, 70 boxes of shrimp.
Says shrimper Rodney Enclade, who wonders what could happen if he spent the whole day fishing only to have an unsellable product. Harlan Pierce is a seafood distributor who can't sell Gulf seafood to restaurants.
Putting disclaimers on the menus and saying this is all Atlantic fish or Pacific fish and we don't serve Gulf fish.
Even though testing is showing it to be safe, Dave.
Evan the pilot is being praised for how he crash-landed his plane in a storm on the Caribbean island of San Andres early this morning. He avoided the airport, and even though the plane broke into three pieces, only one passenger was killed, 130 survived. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
More than 100 years before the Civil War, a man named John Woolman ushered in a quiet movement. He persuaded Quakers to renounce slavery and the slave trade. At the time, even many Christians accepted slavery. Woolman struggled against widespread indifference, but he had grown convinced that it was wrong to own another human being, and he worked 10 lonely years before he convinced a single person to free his slaves. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Remember, won't you, that lasting change typically requires long effort. John Woolman died before slavery ended. It may be that your battle does not end soon, or even in your lifetime. Don't give up. You do well just by doing right in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Is on for control of Congress. In about 11 weeks, America will vote, and in many states, incumbents are in danger, like Arkansas, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is taking the pulse of the people in Blytheville.
Well, Dave, voters I found here in northeastern Arkansas, this tiny town on I-55, are ready for change, starting with their incumbent Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln.
She'd just been in there and she just kind of forgot us. She forgot the little people.
Dry shop manager and lifelong Democrat Linda Burns says she's voting not so much for Republican challenger John Bozeman, but against Blanche Lincoln. Charles Porter also tells me he's voting for Bozeman with some mixed feelings.
I like what I hear from him, but... You know, everybody makes big promises sometimes and nobody keeps them.
Those are two are not alone. The latest polls show Lincoln trailing Bozeman by at least 20 points, Dave.
Rich, it's back to the grind for Rod Blagojevich's jury.
The jury is coming off of a 3-day weekend after indicating that they agree on only 2 counts, can't agree on 11 others, and hadn't tackled wire fraud. It's not known how they voted on those 2 counts. The former governor and his brother are accused of, among other things, trying to sell or trade President Obama's former U.S. Senate seat. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
A former U.S. figure skating champion in the 90s, sentenced to probation in a drug case in New Jersey, Nicole Bobeck tearfully apologized in court today for her role in a crystal meth distribution ring. The leader got 16 years behind bars. She was once a big-time celebrity. Now Zsa Zsa Gabor's in bad shape in an L.A. hospital.
Zsa Zsa Gabor's publicist saying a priest administered last rites for the actress at a Los Angeles hospital Sunday morning. Doctors removing two blood clots from the 93-year-old, including one close to her heart a day earlier. Those clots the result of complications from hip replacement surgery. Zsa Zsa fell and broke her hip last month while attempting to get into a wheelchair in her home. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
Stocks have been up and down so far this morning on Wall Street. The Dow now back down 10 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:06 on August 16th.
Yep, that was a microphone. We have this. There we go. What do you call it, the T-Rex? Go ahead.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, it's going to be 106 today, so you go into Espresso Joe's and they have iced coffee, they have iced drinks. They've got 40 different types of coffee, 60 different ways of making it. They're locally owned. They have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Joe and Shelley have supported our community and the veterans in so many different ways. If you're going to do your business with a company, you know, take a look at Tobacco and Brew, locally owned, great people.
If you're just tuning in now, again, it's 8:06 in the morning. It's currently 68 degrees. It's going to be high today of 106. The weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This is Carl and Linda Vaught here on KCNR 1460. Our chat room is open, and I'm sure you're going to be asking questions with our next two guests that we are so proud to have in our studios for the very first time since we've been here with KCNR, and that is Norma Komnick, who is the mayor of Anderson, and our city manager, Dana Shigley. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Norma.
Yes.
Welcome.
How does it feel to be in charge of a successful group of people down in Anderson like that in the city?
Tell you, it's a great feeling. As you probably know, I've been on the council since April of 1996. When I came to the council, the first thing was said to me is, we have no money, we have lawsuits, and I didn't want to do this. I thought, no, you know, I'm in over my head, I don't want to do this. So my good friend Jim Pope said, yes, you have to do this. So I said, okay, if I got to do this, I better figure out what's going on. And we've been very fortunate. Not too long after I came, we hired Scott Morgan as our city manager, and he's a very conservative person. Passed on his thoughts to Dana, and so we've survived. We don't have as much money as we would like to have, but we're operating well, and we're doing well.
Isn't that nice to hear?
Oh yeah,
that a city in California is doing well.
Well, you know, Norma, you said you've been on the city council since 1995. So
96.
Well, tell us something about yourself.
Well, first of all, I'm a native Texan. I came here in 1952, just out of high school, and as you know that I'm up in the years, senior citizen, and I had no intentions of staying here. I told my parents I will come and I'll stay 1 year and then I'm going home. Well, I didn't go home, but I do have two sisters that live in Texas, so I go there every year to visit with them because both of them have medical problems, and so I go and visit with them. And I also, while I'm there, you know, I, being a native Texan, I buy pecans there because we have better pecans there than we do here. So I'm a baker, and we do fun stuff with that. So
my cousin has pecan trees in his yard, and anytime we'd go through there, you know, it'd be hard to get out of there without 40 pounds of pecans.
Right.
Well, that's a fun thing to compete with, you know, to compete in. Who has the best pecans? And so, who says pecan?
Not in Texas.
Yeah,
it's down. I think further down in
Georgia.
Georgia, it's pecans, yeah. Right? Okay, so you came here from Texas and you decided to stay. And and how'd you get into politics?
Not by choice. It was Keith Webster and a guy named Rick Kern. When we went to Greeters for the chamber one day, they said, "Hey, you'd make a really good city council member." And I said, "Yes, I would, but all politicians are crooks, and I'm not going to be one of those." So, as time went on, you know, Norma's going to run for city council. So, this was kind of like the Ross Perot thing, and I'm thinking, okay, I'll file my papers. I won't campaign. I won't do anything. And it'll be over. Well, there was three council seats open. There was three candidates. There was no election. So the first time I was appointed to the city council. And it took me a good 6 months. I probably sat there 6 months thinking, what am I doing here? And the first thing that I did that was very controversial is I voted against an electrical study to see if we could have a municipal electrical department. And at the time, I was the manager for the National Electrical Contractor Association. Deregulation had just happened, and we knew that it was going to be a mess. So, unfortunately, I was one no vote, and we got tied up for 7 years into a contract that the only way we could do a municipal electric department is to go through this guy whose name was Simpson, is to go through him. So, eventually, I told you so came up once or twice. And so, by that time, I had sort of figured out what was going on in politics and in the city government, and some of it I still didn't like, and some of it I did. And I've been, since 2000, when one of our members did not run again, I was appointed to the RABA board and also the RTPA board. So I've served on both of those for the past 10 years, represent Anderson.
Well, great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to start talking about Anderson, where they are now, the future of Anderson, the fact that there seems to be people moving into Anderson and opening businesses, how you attract them, and what you think is what you two believe is your strengths down there that can be transferred to other places, those strengths. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters, so get out of your comfort zone. Call in to my show and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR, sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Attention all personnel. Be a part of North State Theatrical History as WE Multimedia in conjunction with Westside Performing Arts presents the play MASH. And you can be in it. Auditions will be held August 23rd and 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at McLaughlin Theater in downtown Reading. All your favorite characters are here. Join Hawkeye, Trapper, Hot Lips, Henry Blake, and Radar in this hilarious comedy that will leave the entire family in stitches. For more information, call 247-1925 or on the web at WEMultimedia.com. That is all.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's August 16th. It is 8:14 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Right now on off Airport Road, it's got a bunch of satellites right in front of it. It's down from Burrito Bandito. Doug Tooley is the owner. He's been servicing local customers. They've been on the job since 1985. Today's Monday, so the first 20 people who bring in an old remote, one your dog's got, one the child flushed down the toilet, one that went through the washing machine, and say, how could that have happened? Well, ask me how my phone went through the washing machine.
Or the kids went out, took it out to the pool, you know.
That's right, and they were using it for a little floaty. Anyway, his phone number is 244-1988, Doug Tooley. Go down there. He'll put in Dish TV for you. He'll put in surround sound. He'll do the whole enchilada.
Currently 8:15 in the morning. It's 70 degrees now. Boy, we are rising. It's going to be 106 today, so get ready. And our chat room is open, kind of flying off, flying around there, you guys. Our guest this morning in the studio is manager mayor of Anderson, Norma Komnick, and city manager, Dana Shigley. Again, welcome back to the show for those people just tuning in. And we wanted to welcome to you, Dana, and that
Thank
we
you.
Were asking your history and when you actually took the seat as city manager.
I've been the city manager for a year now. Prior to that, I was assistant city manager starting in about 2002, and prior to that, I was finance director for a couple of years. So I've sort of been around for about a decade now, more than a decade.
All right.
This isn't your first rodeo.
This is not my first rodeo.
Well, I suppose what's on a lot of people's minds right now is that there really truly is kind of a mess going on in Reading. What in your city has been really successful?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
I think a lot of it is attributed to our previous city manager, Scott Morgan. Like I said before, he was a very conservative person. He's passed this on to Dana. We have made adjustments, I'm going to say, in our budget for the last probably at least three years, mm-hmm. because we realized that there was going to be some changes made. And so we got kind of ahead of the curve, and we made adjustments in some expenditures, and we know that, you know, the revenue is going to be down. So we took that into consideration, and I think that's why we've been successful, is because we adjusted ahead of time until we got in trouble.
Well, and we didn't build up quite so much during the good years, too. We didn't let it get out ahead of us in the good years. We stayed sort of straight and calm and in the good year, so there wasn't quite so much to have to deal with when it got tight again.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ignored the fact that, or thought that this could go on forever, which is, you know, you want to think that, but just in common sense says it doesn't.
You got to face reality.
Now, you all seem to attract businesses down to Anderson.
And yes.
Why do you think that is?
I think one reason is we have made our second floor, which is our public works and also our planning department. We have tried to make them really business-friendly. So if you want to open a business, then we try to help you out. We try to guide you on the right way and to tell you that this is what we need and this is what, you know, you can do for us and this is what we can do for you. So I think it's kind of a situation where if you want to open a business in Anderson, you kind of get an idea of what you need to do. And we've had a few businesses close, but when we got Walmart, it was going to put a lot of people out of business. Well, there was only one. Ace Hardware, for example, was one of them. And what did they do? They built a new store just, you know, probably a quarter mile from Walmart.
Yeah, I was going to say you can hit it with a good golf ball drive.
Yeah.
So is big box stores, is that going to be the future down there, do you think?
Probably not. I think the Walmart, one of the reasons that I personally thought Walmart was a good thing is because we only had one grocery store. You didn't have a choice. And now if I go into Walmart, I see people there from Manton, from Palisadro, even from Red Bluff come in because they apparently don't have their superstore yet. And I said to one lady from Manton, why are you here? And she said, hey, I get my dog food, my knitting yarn, my groceries, and if I need a new dress or something, I can get that and go home. So I think it's, and my opinion is, if you don't like Walmart, you don't have to shop there.
Yeah, you know, of course, it's a, you know, we're big into local.
Yes.
Here, and I know you are. So
yes.
When you start, you're right, it is convenient. But when you start, and we look at being able to go into our local stores and support them because most of the money stays here.
Yes.
Even though that there's a lot of salaries and of course, taxes and that.
A lot but of tax.
You're not going to get away from the fact that Walmart and Target and all these are building. Costco's. You're just not going to get away from that.
No.
So you just got to try and balance it out as best you can. So.
And probably a good lesson for those people listening and perhaps that are in those positions is that as we see businesses closing in Reading, and you know what we try to do here in KCNR is to really highlight the local businesses and give them a face, a spotlight, because you shop local, stay local, is that, you know, when people want to open a business and they get these incredible fees that are, I almost call it attacking their entrepreneurial spirit, something that our listeners may listen to and take heed is that you are really going against that, what you said, your second floor, and trying to make it friendly for new businesses.
Yes, we are. We are trying to make it friendly. And not only just the second floor, but also our finance department and our city manager. If you have a problem, you're always welcome to call Dana. And we do have, you know, sometimes people that just don't want to talk to someone else. They want to talk to the top, and so they go to Dana. We also get, as council members, we also get a lot of inquiries about, you know, why did you do this or what happened here? You know, because people are curious.
Dana, would you like to weigh in on that?
The point I kind of wanted to make there was that the organization is still very small. And because we're small, we're still pretty flexible. You can walk into City Hall anytime and see me. You can see our building staff. You can see our planning staff. We're very accessible. You don't have to wait for someone to go talk to someone else and make a decision. It helps to have a very small and flexible and organization that's easy to work with. And I think that helps a lot, too, at attracting businesses because you can just come in and ask questions and we'll answer them.
That always works when you can do that. You don't have to go through three or four layers. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl Lindebott, our guest, our Norma Komnick, the mayor of Anderson, and who's enjoying a great time and has since 1996, and Dana Shigley, the city manager who has worked in Anderson for
years. 10 years, probably.
A decade. Oh, and you look so young, too. Hey, join us after these messages.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now, open Saturdays through August, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey, Harvey, what's all the commotion going on up there?
It's the city working on the wastewater treatment plant.
They're always working on improving our waterways, making sure we have fresh water, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Without sewer lines and treatment plants, our river would be full of all kinds of nasty stuff.
This morning I read in the Daily Stream that the city is using low-interest loans from the state and money from City of Reading ratepayers to keep our rivers clean. And don't forget, they're also creating jobs.
That's true. Gotta go. I'm about to lose a fin from all this commotion.
What the fish are trying to say is in order to keep our streams and rivers clean, it takes a lot of manpower and resources. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068.
Price is important. But even more important is being able to rely on a professional company that is timely, accurate, watches your budget, and is committed to the stability of our community. This is Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. NorCal Presort works with many local vendors to ensure your end result is perfect. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to be timely, accurate, save you money, and committed to our community. And you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
In a medical emergency, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, Our 30-minute ER guarantee means you'll spend less time in the waiting room and receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, our ER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment. Total care.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:25 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's August 16th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Let's go to the phones. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're great. You're live on the air.
Awesome. Thanks. Well, this is actually the first time that I've actually heard about Free Fire Radio. I checked out your guys' website yesterday, and I absolutely loved what I saw, and I decided I was going to listen to you guys every morning on my way to work every day.
Well, welcome aboard, Justin. We're glad to have you.
Well, yeehaw! Welcome aboard.
I wanted to talk to you guys this morning, about the Anderson City Manager and talking about small businesses in the area. And I've always preached to people and friends and family and whatever business I've been in that customer service is what will make or break you in this area. Reading may be have a large population, but it's still got a small town feel in a lot of ways. The Chamber of Commerce supports small business in every way possible, but the one thing is it doesn't matter how great of a product you have. If you don't take care of your customers or you don't treat them, you know, you don't give every last customer the red carpet, you aren't going to stay in business for very long. And I think that's something that a lot of small businesses may have forgotten about nowadays. And it's sad because Northern California is my country. It's my area. I left for 4 years going to the Navy, and I came right back home to Red Bluff. And sadly, customer service is something that has kind of been forgotten around here.
You know, Justin, I think it's an old saying, and I think it's absolutely true. It's a lot easier to keep a customer than to find one.
Absolutely.
And that's, but you're absolutely right. If you can't keep your customers happy, that's where you need to take a good look at what's going on. And I think that's at the city, and the state level and the county level.
Well, as not only a council member, but I was a business owner before I retired. I had an insurance agency in Anderson, and I insured the truckers, the loggers, all commercial. And I started out in 1994, and I retired in 2004, and I had a very successful business. And you are right, Justin. Customer service is the best thing you can ever do.
And you touched on it exactly, is it's relationships. In my, 6 years in sales since I've gotten out of the military, the one thing that every salesperson that I've ever looked up to has told me three things, is they either buy from you because they love your product, they love the price, or they love you. And if they love you, everything else tends to fall into place. And if you build that relationship with customers, not only does it increase sales, but it also helps you to perform triage in case there is a bad customer service experience. People are more likely to give you a second chance if you've already got a relationship with them instead of, just throwing their arms up and going with someone else if they have a bad customer service experience.
You know, one of the things that I did, Justin, is you're talking about customer service, is I sent my customers birthday cards. And I told you this was the truckers. Well, you'd think maybe these big burly truckers were not impressed. But I'm going to tell you, I got more thank yous from the birthday cards than any other service that I think that I provided for those people, because it was the fact that you thought about them and you knew when their birthday was.
Absolutely. And what did it cost you? It cost you maybe 50 cents for the card stock and maybe about 2 minutes of your time, mm-hmm. and it's created lifelong relationships with these people.
It has for me. I still see the people that were my customers there that are still very supportive of me.
Hey, Justin, what do you do now?
Right now, I just started up a company called Social Media Butterflies back in May, and we do social media for companies. We teach them how to use Facebook and Twitter and Yelp to grow their business. And one thing that I emphasize with our customers is you may use Twitter and Facebook to grow your business, but if you don't foster relationships with those people, your presence online doesn't matter. It matters not how many followers you have on Twitter. It doesn't matter how many fans you have on Facebook. If you have no relationship with them, it's just a random number that really doesn't have any relevance.
Hey, we've got to go to a hard break right now, Justin. Thank you so much for calling and joining our family.
For your very uplifting phone call today.
And for your service to our country.
Thank you, guys. And, Carl, you're a veteran too, correct?
Yeah, but we've got to run right now, Justin. So thank you so much for your phone call.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks.
You bet. This is Carl Undebott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He stayed on when we put in a new commander-in-chief, saying he was there for the troops.
I must do my duty as they do theirs.
Now Defense Secretary Gates says he plans to leave sometime next year.
Robert Gates has always said that he was only going to stay on in the Obama administration until, number one, the drawdown in Iraq was completed or nearly completed, and he wanted to go through the full year of the assessment of the new Afghanistan policy that the president implemented in December of last year.
Fox's Major Garrett. Now, the president's in Wisconsin starting a 5-state, 3-day campaign tour for Democrats. It's open season on shrimp in the Gulf. It starts today, but fishermen are still worried about oil.
You got 60, 70 boxes of shrimp. You got your fuel expense. You got your ice expense. What if they condemn your shrimp? Who's going to pay you for that?
Now, the government insists Gulf shrimp is safe, or safe, rather, but there is testing, and they're going to continue to do that to make sure the public knows the safety of the shrimp. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we are here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
What do you think of when you hear Joyo de Monterrey, Romeo y Julieta, Carlos Torano, Outro Fuente, Cohiba, La Gloria Cubano, Macanudo, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading with the largest walk-in humidor, filled with premium cigars. You can find cigar cutters, travel humidors, ramrods, bourbon cheroots, Swisher Sweets, Black and Mild, Backwoods, Al Capones, White Owls, and hundreds of cigars to choose from. Tobacco and Brew is open until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, until 7 p.m. on Sundays.
Looking for a better savings rate? Check out the online savings account from Ally Bank. It has a rate among the most competitive in the country. And because there are no monthly fees, no minimums, and no fine print, We can skip the super fast string of conditions at the end. Give us a try and let us show you why Kiplinger's Personal Finance awarded us Best Savings Account of 2009. Call 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC. See? No disclaimers.
I don't know, this song just makes me happy.
Yeah. Don't stop believing.
You know?
You know what?
Steve Perry rocks.
Well, you know, it's just not even that. It's like, you know, we believed. And
we still believe. We did that
Carl
together.
Yeah, we did. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's 8:35 in the morning. It's KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It's been a great morning so far. It's August 16th.
Temperature is rising. I'll tell you, it's gone up 10 degrees since we started this morning. It's 74 currently at this very moment. Going to be 106 today, so make sure you stay hydrated.
Yeah. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
And don't
guess what's happening this week? This Friday.
Okay.
The 20th.
Oh, that's right.
You're singing.
If you're going to make reservations, do it now because we sell out quickly out at Anselmo. I'm going to be out there doing jazz with my favorite musicians, Rick Hill and Lou White and Johnny Gonzalez and Bruce Kalin, 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to have a good time out there.
We have a good time when we do
that. And speaking of having a good time, we've got Norma Comnick, the mayor of Anderson, who has told us how she bribed city officials with... You know, and I know it. We're breaking the story right now. We're breaking the story right now that about how she gets things done with oatmeal raisin cookies. Okay, you know, okay, I expect to see it in the blogs. And, of course, Dana Shigley, who is the city manager, getting close to that microphone, Dana.
You know, you're partial to chocolate chip. Chocolate chip works better for
so
me.
So if I want, like, a building fee waived, I just have to bring in chocolate chip cookies?
No. Works for Norma.
Oh, it works for Norma.
Not quite that simple.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I kind of figured that. Anyway.
Okay, we have a question that's come in. We're going to get back down into some city politics here. Questions come in for you, Norma. The real estate development on the hill behind Walmart was permitted without water available to the homes. After bankrupting several developers, water's now been provided. My question for Norma was, were you on the city council when this was permitted? I'm interested in what the thinking of the board was.
Yes, I was on the city council. And I do believe now that we've made a mistake because we thought that this was going to happen sooner, and it did not happen. I don't know that any builders went bankrupt over this. Maybe they did. Dana, do you know if they went bankrupt?
Just
anybody?
Sandy Sanderson.
Oh, okay. He was the original developer. And now it's kind of tied up in other people. We have a person named Wilms that owns the property. We have some builders that are in there. We do have one resident up there now. And we do have water up there now. So it's been a process, and yes, it was not a good thing what we let happen. But you know, we've done our best to correct it, and I think we're on the right road at this point.
You know, I think that's wonderful. You know, because here's the beauty of being live on the air. Emails are coming in. I am not sorting through what to say and what not to say, because when you're a city official, you should be open, transparent, as they say, and be open to what people are, you know, the questions. The follow-up email from this person said, should I call and ask that question? You know, in other words, maybe he could articulate it better than he wrote it, or maybe it'd be less comfortable or uncomfortable for me. I just think, well, this is something to happen. But what I love, what I'm hearing this morning, is that we're humans. We think, you know, we come in with our expertise as in our power and our will and to try to do a great job. Because you want everybody to win. You want to see your city flourish. Sometimes things happen. And being business owners, you know that sometimes not everything is 100%, even though you want it to be and you try for it to be.
You know, the state of the housing market kind of went through a dump at that particular time, and that didn't help matters at all. There's actually more than one resident up there. There's a handful of people living up there now. And to follow up on that project, they are starting to sell some of those lots. It is starting to move. The water is installed, and things are starting to happen up there. So it's taken a little time, but it's come around and resolved itself. So
there's a positive note at the end of this.
There is a positive note at the end, yes.
Norma, what do you see, and Dana, what do you see as the biggest problems facing Anderson here in the next 3 to 4 years?
finance?
Yeah, to follow Norma just said finance, I think long-term financial stability. You know, we can get by day-to-day, but we need to be thinking long-term. And I think that's been one of the hallmarks of the city, and part of the reason why we're successful is we're continually looking 5, 10, 15 years down the road and not just focusing on what's going to happen next year. And right now what we're trying to do is look long-term financially, stabilize our revenue streams, stabilize our expenses so that we don't have these hills and valleys and we have a base, an economic base that will help carry us through some of these times. So long-term financial planning would be my focus at this point.
Okay, and so how would you achieve this? How would you achieve the no hills and valleys? Are you bringing in, are you out going after certain industries? Do you want industry in there? What are you looking at? And I'm not trying to find out secrets, but I'm just thinking as Anderson is doing okay. And so obviously you've got some kind of plan.
I think that we would like some diversity in there. Industrial would be great because industrial usually is better paying jobs. There's Anderson is a little less than 8 square miles, I think. It's total. We're not a big area-wise city, but I think we have lost some of the industrial type things. The lumber mill, of course, lumber's down, and they I think Sierra Pacific's doing fine here, but they did close some of their mills, a couple of their mills, and so those things hurt because when that happens, then there is layoffs, there is people that don't have jobs. So what we would like is something that's fairly stable as far as retail is great, and we love our local people that are in business there, but we also need something more than that too, and I would say industrial.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. We have people on the line. When we come back, we'll talk to them. One of the questions I want to ask is, because we're going green and we're being forced into it, do you see a future in Anderson for green-type technology? We'll talk about that when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Right now, if you replace and recycle your worn-out, inefficient appliance, you'll receive cash. It's cash for clunkers, appliance style. Replace your washer, dishwasher, refrigerator, or freezer with select model Energy Star appliances from Whirlpool, Amana, or Maytag, and get a California state rebate. Rebates could total hundreds of dollars, but time is limited. As your local brand source store with Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, free delivery, and free haul away of your old appliances, your net cost for a new appliance is less than the cost of your overuse of energy for the coming year. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliance purchase during Cash for Appliances at your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and Walnut Street, Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
You are invited to come see where you fit in at Golden Umbrella. Seniors and disabled adults have been finding their place here for over 40 years. With all the services we offer, we think you will find a way we can improve your independent lifestyle too. From volunteer opportunities to social time in the Adult Day program, chances are there's a place for you at Golden Umbrella. Adult Day program space is limited, so enroll now. Call 223-6034 or come by. We'd like to meet you. That's 223-6034, goldenumbrella.org.
Hi, this is Donnie Greenberg, publisher and editor of anewscafe.com, the North State's favorite online news magazine. If you've ever read my columns, you know I like to speak my mind. And now I'm inviting you to tell me what's on your mind. Join me every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon, right here on Radio KCNR AM, 1460 on your radio dial. Do radios even have dials anymore? Tell me what you think about everything, right here every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon on KCNR.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden our month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carlin, about 8:45 in the morning. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the place to go if you're looking for a haircut. If you want hairstyling, don't go there. You want gel in your hair, don't go there. You want somebody to do your nails. I can think of a thousand other places to go to, but that place. DC Tim and the Man in Black, they will cut your hair. They'll shave around your ears. They'll shave your neck. And they will shave the price. They will give you the haircut. And if you mention Free Fire Radio, you mention Carl Bott, nothing happens. Nothing at all. Man's last stronghold. We're talking Cypress Square Barbershop. You just get great haircuts at great prices.
You don't get any special treatment, just great customer service. Anyway.
If you come in with a good story about me, who knows?
Yeah.
But don't make them laugh. Who knows? Last time, you know, I have a nick in my ear from that. I'm just kidding.
If you're just tuning in, we are talking to the mayor of Anderson, Norma Komnick, and the city manager, Danny Shigley, this morning. We're taking calls, and we've got some comments on the chat room, but let's go to the phones now. Good morning, John. You are live on KCNR.
Good morning, Linda, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, John.
Dad, Bob, Sean, is there anybody else I missed?
There's Tammy's out there in the other room. Dana's here.
Okay, I did say Dana, though.
Okay.
Norma.
Yes.
First of all, you could give lessons in honesty and responsibility of answers to some of our local City of Reading council candidates. They would do well to pay attention to being able to say, I'm wrong, and we made a mistake. Now,
thank you
that
for that.
Being said, the City of Reading is having major problems with fire and police contracts. The costs, including CalPERS. Are you going through these contract contractions? And if not, why not?
As you probably know, the fire department is not at the City of Anderson. It is a fire district, not the City of Anderson, although I did serve on the fire board for about 12 years.
But you guys do contract with them, don't you?
No. They service our city,
okay.
but they are not a part of our city government.
Okay.
Now, to the police department, yes, we are in negotiations with the police department for wage, you know, it's time for their contract up, and actually it's 1st of July was the contract.
Yes, correct.
And we are in negotiations at this time with them. We're not through with our negotiations because we have not come to an agreement at this point.
Well, if it's not asking something out of school here, are you asking them to pay their portion of their CalPERS, or have they been right along?
We are asking them to pay half of their share of PERS.
That's an answer from Dana.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed it. I didn't
oh,
hear it.
She said that they are asking them to pay half of their contribution to PERS.
Very good. Okay. Well, that answers my questions, and thanks very much for your time. And again, I really was impressed with your honesty, Norma.
Thank you, John.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks for your phone call, John.
As was one of the comments on the chat room, it's refreshing to hear someone admit an error on the air.
You know, here's the thing is that none of us are perfect.
Yeah.
You want to know about errors and mistakes? Come in and sit in here in this station. You know, we still have signs up to say don't cut the red wire.
Yeah.
Don't press F12 without permission. Don't go to the bathroom without telling us that you're going to the bathroom, you know, so that we don't have somebody just standing here, you know, by themselves. So you want to talk mistakes? We're still doing them. But the thing is we have found that you just tell people, you know what, we messed up on that one. And you stand up and you say you made a mistake, then guess what? People understand that. Unless there's people in debt everywhere, which there isn't, people find it refreshing, especially in our politicians, Norma. I mean, especially in our politicians. We've had so many go, oh, not on my watch. Oh, that was not me.
Well, I think we should learn from these mistakes, too, when we do make mistakes. We should learn something from them and do our best to correct them.
Well, that's the other thing, is if you make the same mistake 3 or 4 times, now it's your fault. So, but if you do it, you know, and the thing is with politics and with life and with a lot of businesses, you'll make a mistake, and you think you've got everything tightened down, and then the next week it'll be another mistake, but it's completely different. So you've just got to keep moving. You got to keep moving on this. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got some people on the line, and we're going to finish up with our City of Anderson Day. It's Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
An insurance adjuster called me about a problem repair. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We have a car that was repaired after a collision, and the owner is complaining. Would you check it out for us? The owner had been on a trip to Southern California when the car was involved in a front-end collision. It was non-drivable, and he had it repaired in Los Angeles. He complained. It made a loud popping noise on turns. We decided to do some figure eights in our parking lot to see if we could duplicate the noise. On the second turn, the steering wheel came loose at the shaft. Luckily, we were only going about 5 miles per hour when total steering control was lost. I thought of the high mountain passes he had to go through to get back home to Reading. He and his family must have had a guardian angel holding the steering together, because the one crucial bolt it needed had not been replaced. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Norma, will you back down?
No.
Never.
Look at my voting record, you'd find out I didn't back down.
Our guest is Norma Komnik, Mayor of Anderson, and Dana Shigley, the city manager, who is sitting here. You know, this is the type of city manager you just got to love. She's sitting here. She is just calm. She's, you know, things are bouncing off. You know, it's kind of like, okay, clean that mess up over there. Okay, we'll do here. Either that or she's comatose. I'm not sure. Okay, we've got to...
calm and collected.
You know what, now, you know, we talk about social media so much. We've got one of our sponsors, somebody has a show, is Shasta Trading Post, and it's Marketing Your Business. They talk about social media. We had somebody call today talking about social media. Mm-hmm. So we're getting phone calls, we're getting emails, and we're getting chatted up here. And we've got Elizabeth on the phone line here. Okay, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Tell us what you've got here.
How are you?
We're peachy.
Good. Well, I just wanted to let everybody know what's going on at the Reading Tea Party tonight. As usual, we meet at the Bonneville Baptist Church at 6 o'clock. And tonight, we have a very special gentleman. His name is Sam Paredes, and he's the spokesman spokesperson for the Gun Owners of California. And for those of the folks out there listening who are not aware, the Gun Owners of California have been extremely successful as a lobbying group in the state of California, allowing citizens to keep their firearms. So they're pretty powerful. And he's starting to work with the Tea Party in lots of areas, not just gun rights, but basically learning how to work with the other side in terms of politics. And he's going to be talking a little bit about a book called Confrontational Politics that was put out by H.L. Richardson. He was a very infamous senator in the state of California back in the 80s. He was very successful in bringing back the death penalty.
Okay.
And he's written a book that really is a handbook for teaching people how to work politics in such a way that they gain ground, because obviously the left has been able to gain ground steadily over the last 40, 50 years, and this book kind of teaches us how to counteract that.
Yeah. Okay, so Sam's going to be there tonight at the Reading
Sam's
Tea Party.
He's going to be there tonight, and he's also going to be our keynote speaker at an event that we're having at the Builders Exchange on August 28th. He'll have a five-hour seminar outlining this book by H.L. Richardson.
Well, we're going to have Sam on before that, I'm sure.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so, hey, you know, Elizabeth, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, and again, you know, we encourage anybody who's going, we encourage everybody to get involved in politics. Whatever side you choose, get involved. Okay, we got a question here.
Oh, we were just going to, we've got just a few minutes left, and we've got emails and the chat room open, and we just wanted to find out if you had your closing thoughts, Norma.
Well, as you know, we are having city council elections this year. We have three candidates for two seats, and I wish them all well. I've been there, done that one, so politics at their best get a bit nasty at times. And I've been a victim of some of those things, so I just wish everybody the best for that, and let them know that we will have
We have the candidates orientation meeting where we have the candidates for council come in and we meet with the department heads and tell them about the city and provide information to help them during their campaign.
Well, you know, we need to have them on, and just like we're having the rest of the candidates on from the Reading City Council, so. What seats are open this time?
The seats that are open is Butch Schaefer, which has chosen not to run, and Keith Webster.
Okay. And we just got a question about it, but it would be unfair to kind of bring that on right now about different things, because we don't have enough time really to get into it.
Okay.
I'm one of the candidates. So what we want to do, though, is how many people are running?
Three
people for two seats. And after we get finished here, we'll get names and we'll find out ways to bring them on. Because, like, we have a lot of people that listen to us in Anderson and on the way down to Red Bluff and Cottonwood and all those places. So we want to bring them also on, let people hear what they want, what they stand for, and what any changes they may want to do. So, you know, this is... I don't know why. Why is it taking us so long to have you all on? I don't know. Except that we were, you know, just... We were concentrating now, and we're building back out again.
Because you keep telling me I need to come.
Well, you know what? And I would keep saying that, and Norma would keep agreeing with me, and that would, you know, but then we just couldn't get her on there. Or we just needed to make time to be able to do that.
Well, that's okay. I appreciate the time that we've spent with you, and I've enjoyed it.
And I don't think, you know, maybe you're all thanked enough for... you know, I don't think you can all get paid enough for what it is to be a public servant and just be the target for people to be nasty or to, you know, the untold hours that you work. It's not like you stop at 5. It goes on and on and on. I'm sure in the middle of the night you've got your scratch pad with your ideas and notes and the countless emails and having to, you know, be there for people. And it's a calling, I think, when you do this kind of work. So thank you very much to both of you for your service and for the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And tomorrow we've got, in fact, the city council. So my candidate that's running, Susan Spears, will be on tomorrow. We're going to be having a few more on this week, I believe. We're just finalizing those, so we'll be able to talk about
Reading
that.
City Council.
The Reading City Council, and then we're going to be working into the Anderson City Council. It's going to be a busy month.
It certainly is. The season of politics.
Busy then, 2 months.
Yeah,
yeah, busy 2 months. Well, busy for the rest of us at the end of the month. We are heading back to Arlington to bury my cousin at Arlington. Uh-huh. So it's going to take a couple of days to do that. And he's in the honors to him there at Arlington.
The Mark Beecham will be sitting in for us while we're gone.
Yeah, for a couple of days. Like I said, the rest of the week, city council members, we've got a number of businesses coming on, and we are really looking forward to finishing up some of the discussions that we've started today. And one of them, which we didn't even start, was they're looking at the Marine Corps for possible changes.
Uh-oh.
That will be in one of my opening statements there. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucera. He decided to stay on when President Obama took office. Now Defense Secretary Robert Gates has decided to step down. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
Well, when he agreed to stay on from the Bush administration, Secretary Gates made it clear that he was not planning on staying on for a full term. Now he's looking for a good time to bow out. The secretary telling Foreign Policy magazine that he's thinking of going next year, even January. His thinking is that the Afghanistan surge will have largely played out and a review of the situation there will be finished. And Gates says it would be a mistake to wait until January 2012 because he says this is not the kind of job you want to fill in the spring of an election year. Lisa?
Mike, the White House saying politics wasn't a factor in President Obama's remarks about building a mosque near Ground Zero. The president saying religious freedom allows the mosque to be built, but he did not comment on its location near Ground Zero. Day one of shrimping season in the Gulf, and fishermen are on edge, wondering how much damage has been done by the oil spill. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown.